Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us and On the Mark this morning. We have an open phones day. We have some interesting topics to talk about. And one of the things we have to remind you of this morning is that we have the same situation we had yesterday due to a technical glitch. We will answer your calls when you call us on our hotline number, 570-743-9565. But our producer this morning, Rob Center, will put you on hold, and then I'll pick you up as the lines came in. But we will not have your name. So first thing I'm going to ask you is who's calling. So please do call this morning so I get to ask that question, 570-743-9565. Our texting address is 70236. Be sure to put the key phrase OTM at the start of your message. And you can email us, as several people have done. We have some unfinished business from yesterday at onthemark@wkok.com. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. They're a family-owned dealership, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. You can find them on the web right there. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. And the Sunbury Motor Company does sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. And they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they do specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. Open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Again, find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We do have some unfinished business from yesterday in the way of emails. One of our emailers says, Joe, that wasn't very nice to say about the Israeli Eli Rock. Not certain what that means. The Israeli whatever. When your guest said that he thought the war was because Saudi and Israeli were talking about recognition, it's not about that. The war is about the Temple Mount. It'll always be about that area where the Temple Mount is on 37 acres, the Golden Dome of the Rock. Israel is going to build another temple, and the terrorists will not allow it. Study the Bible, and you'll find out the truth. Thanks, and have a great day. That's one of our emailers. Another email comes from our friend Tom, who is always one of our severest critics. He said, maybe Joseph can tell us why his Yahweh is allowing all this destruction of human life and property. Bill from Bloomsburg is wasting his talents on OTM. His calling is mystery and sci-fi novels. Wow, scary stuff. Signed, Tom. And as I said, Tom is always our severest critic. And we did have a discussion the other day about the comments of President Donald Trump, where he referred to immigrants poisoning the blood of our country. And one of our emailers sent us the story about Trump escalates anti-immigrant rhetoric with poisoning the blood comments. And this is from the New York Times. When asked about immigration in a recent interview, the former president used language with echoes of white supremacy and Hitler. Former President Donald J. Trump said undocumented immigrants were poisoning the blood of our country in a recent interview, language with echoes of white supremacy and the racial hatreds of Adolf Hitler. Mr. Trump made the remark in a 37-minute video interview with the National Pulse, a right-leaning website that was posted last week. It drew broader scrutiny on Wednesday after the liberal MSNBC host Mehdi Hasan surfaced the quote in a post on X. Other commentators went on to point out that Mr. Trump's attack invoked the theme of Hitler's autobiographical manifesto, Mein Kampf, in which the Nazi Party leader railed about what he claimed was the impurity of immigrants, Jews, and interracial couples. In the interview, Mr. Trump was asked about immigration and the southern border. He replied, quote, "Nobody has any idea where these people are coming from. We know they come from prisons. We know they come from mental institutions and insane asylums. We know they're terrorists. Nobody has ever seen anything like we're witnessing right now. It is a very sad thing for our country. It's poisoning the blood of our country. It's so bad, and people are coming in with disease. People are coming in with every possible thing that you could have." At campaign rallies, Mr. Trump has repeated that leaders of unspecified Southern American countries were releasing patients from mental hospitals to send as immigrants to the United States, but fact-checkers have found no evidence of that claim. Jonathan Greenblatt, the chief executive of the Anti-Defamation League, called Mr. Trump's comments racist and xenophobic. Insinuating that immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country echoes nativist talking points and has the potential to cause real danger and violence, Mr. Greenblatt said in a statement. "We have seen this kind of toxic rhetoric inspire real-world violence before in places like Pittsburgh and El Paso. It should have no place in our country." Well, I do think he was talking medically. I don't think he was talking about the kind of thing Hitler was talking about. But, you know, people are going to interpret it the way they're going to interpret it. And in that regard, we do have a call pending, and we'll get to it in just a second. And you're welcome to give us a call, 570-743-9565. As I said, our producer will answer the phone. Rob will answer the phone, put you on hold, and then I'll get to you in order this morning. We just won't ask your name until we get you on the air. And one of our emailers, EB, said, "I'd say it's surprising that Republicans aren't condemning for his comments, but really it's not surprising at all. If there's one thing we've learned since 2016, it's that conservatives will excuse Trump for anything. That now apparently includes using language straight out of Nazi Germany. It's time for a little straight talk. Anyone who still supports Trump at this point and would still consider voting for him next year is essentially fine with Nazi rhetoric. So, members of the Trump cult, ask yourself, is that what you want to be? Are you comfortable aligning yourself with a man who echoes Hitler's hate-filled speeches? Sadly, I bet we already know the answers to those questions. This should be a deal-breaker, but it won't be. Heil Trump." All right, that's EB's comment this morning. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who we got here?
You have Joseph.
All right.
Yes, I'd like to answer that guy's question. Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, allows man to choose what they want to do. I said this yesterday. In the Garden of Eden, he said, you can take all the trees of the garden, but there's one tree don't take. If you take it, you'll die. And we know the story. That's what bring this hell upon the whole human race because of what Adam did. And we all die, we get diseases, and so forth because of what our great-great-great-great-grandfather Adam did. And then I want to bring it down to 2,000 years ago, when our Savior, the Son of the Almighty, Yeshua, was before Pontius Pilate. And Pilate said, hey, I find no fault in this man. And the Jewish people said, crucify him, crucify him. Give us Barabbas, a thief and a murderer, and crucify this one called Yahshua. Yahweh is salvation. And then here's what happened. They said, let his blood, the Jews said, let his blood be on us and on our children. They pronounced their own judgment. It wasn't our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Yahweh loves those people, and he wants them to do the right thing. He loved Adam. He wants them to do the right thing. He loves you and I. He wants us to make the right decision.
Yeah, well, that ship has sailed because we made a lot of wrong decisions, right?
That's right. We make wrong decisions. And he even says in the Word, choose life. Choose life. But no man chooses to use the other thing. And it isn't over yet. The time.
Okay, but I think what Tom's
is yet to come upon Israel.
I think what Tom's point was isn't all that. It's simply why would, if you want to call him a loving God, allow people who are innocent to be slaughtered and killed and tortured?
Well, again, I want to go back about 6,000 years, well, to the time of Noah. The whole human race died. Little children died in the flood. Why? Because they did not listen to Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and I'm sure that he told them, there's coming a flood. If okay. if you believe what the Almighty said, you can be spared and your children.
Okay.
They did not believe. And it's the same today, down through history. Nothing has changed. But Yahweh didn't kill them. They were responsible for their children and themselves dying in the flood because they choose not life. They chose not life.
Well,
okay, and it's the same way today. If you don't choose Yeshua the Messiah as your Savior and are born again, you're choosing death.
Well, you answered Tom's question, and I hope that satisfies
him. Tom, get your act together. You can be saved, Tom. If you come to the Savior in humility and confess your sins, you can be saved, and your name will be written in the book of life.
Okay.
But if not, your destiny is a lake of fire.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. There is the answer to your question. If that satisfies you, let us know. If it doesn't satisfy us, satisfy you, let us know about that, too. This morning's topic, as I said, it's an open phones day. That was a response to an email from yesterday. 570-743-9567. That's our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok or text us at 70236. I found an interesting story from the Associated Press that was carried on CNN, and they filled it in with some details about why this attack on Israel is so unprecedented. And I was curious about why they would do this kind of thing, why Hamas would do this, and now I guess Hezbollah is jumping into some of the fray as well. But this is a very interesting, it's not a terribly long cut, but it's a very interesting one.
The scale of this, the brutality, is truly unprecedented.
Completely unprecedented attack. This is completely unprecedented here.
The conflict between Israel and the Palestinians is not new. In fact, it's been going on since before Israel's founding in 1948. So why is Hamas's latest attack on Israel so unprecedented? First, the surprise of the attack. On October 7th, Hamas launched a barrage of rockets towards Israel while gunmen entered Israel from Gaza. Israel has not seen this kind of infiltration of military bases, towns, and kibbutzim in its 75-year history. The country is known for having one of the world's most impressive armed forces, a premier intelligence agency, and sophisticated border security. But this attack seemed to catch them off guard. The U.S. said they received no tactical-level intelligence that an attack of this size would happen on this day. A senior U.S. intelligence official told CNN that the capability of Hamas to coordinate attacks on Israeli towns without detection has raised concerns about technological blind spots for U.S. intelligence. Second, the intensity of the attack. Israel Defense Forces have said that more than 5,000 rockets have been launched from the Gaza Strip since October 7th. To put that into context, in 2021, during the 11-day war with Hamas, some 4,300 rockets were fired. Following Saturday's attack, Israel has formally declared war on Hamas, the first such declaration in 50 years, setting the stage for a major military operation in Gaza. Israeli forces are battling militants in southern Israel and have been pounding Gaza with airstrikes. By the conflict's third day, over 900 people were killed in Israel, while authorities in Gaza said over 680 people have been killed in the Palestinian enclave. On October 9th, Israel, which controls most of the importation of basic goods into Gaza, ordered a complete siege on the Palestinian enclave. No electricity, food, water, or fuel will be delivered there. Lastly, the hostage situation. Hamas says it is holding more than 100 hostages in Gaza. The group claims that this includes high-ranking army officers, but it also includes women, the elderly, and children. It's been more than 17 years since an Israeli soldier was taken hostage in an assault on the country's territory. Hamas says the hostages are now being held in locations across Gaza, which could complicate Israel's response to the militant group's deadly attack.
All right. That's a very interesting commentary on why this attack is unprecedented. And we have a caller on the line right now, but I think, you know, we would hope to have somebody from CBS, rather, to give us some perspective on this today. Unfortunately, we didn't get our request answered in time for the program. Hopefully next week, if this is still ongoing, we can get some additional information for you. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
Hi, it's Al from Northumberland.
Oh, all right, Al. Good morning, sir. You're on
good
the mark.
Good morning. Hey, yes, thanks. before Joseph called, I already had written this down. That has part to do with what I'm about to try and read to you.
Well, you wrote down, these are your own comments?
Yeah, so I don't get bumbling and lost. But the Bible is a matter of fact to me, and of what's to come. And in other words, God is still in charge. And, that's the way it goes. I mean, this is what he said is all true. Now, I'm not a scholar of the Bible, but I'm a believer of the Bible. And he was very eloquent of what I read before. And once you've read it through a few times, you can start seeing what's coming next. And what's coming next is there are windows. There are windows in time. And just like you bring a curse down upon a people, like he was talking about Israel, their leaders brought a curse down upon them. And that's what's happening in this country right now. We're like a parallel to Israel a couple thousand years ago.
So what curse has been brought down on...
Reverend Kahn is a guy that can explain it to you. I mean, Rabbi Kahn. He's a Jewish believer in Christ. And he doesn't say all of everything, but he correlates everything. And he has the facts backed up, the dates backed up. Like when the Supreme Court made the last three decisions, they were all on the same day, but different years apart. And there's three major demons that are possessing people in this country right now. And he explains all that.
Three
and
major
the same
demons.
Thing can happen to Israel.
Got any minor demons, or are they all just the three major ones?
No, there's a whole lot of demons, spirits, okay. He calls them, spirits, gods. They talk about different gods in the Bible.
Okay, well, but what if people don't buy that? What if people just believe that stuff happens for
bad reasons? Well, then they're doomed.
That bad people do bad things.
Well, if you do bad things and don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and ask for forgiveness, you're not going to make it in the book of life.
All right, but a lot of people
period.
Don't.
That's what I believe.
I know you do, and a lot of people don't believe that.
Well, then they're in trouble.
Well,
we got to try and change their hearts. We need not to give in to them. We can't give in to them.
But
they're wrong. They're trying to tell us women are men are women. The same thing happened in Israel. It's all in the Bible. It's all as a matter of fact. And the same thing's happening again. So if you don't think there's a supreme being, and he sent his son down here to redeem our souls
right.
from death, which happened in the Garden of Eden, it's simple, and you feel so much better and can
all right.
and see life so much clearer.
But
we've got to bring these people
If
Jesus.
You take all the Christians in the world and multiply and take all the other religions, there are more of them than there are of us. So,
well, that's the way it rolls.
All right, but those people believe they're right. Now you say, well
they're
wrong.
They're
wrong.
No, they're still wrong. I don't care what they believe. They're
all right,
wrong.
Well, they're wrong because you say they're wrong. And the Bible...
they're wrong because the Bible of God says they're wrong.
Well, then how do we live with these people? Shouldn't we just smear them all over the wall, get rid of them because they're
No, I just told you. They're our neighbors, and God loves them. We love them, and we got to change them and change their hearts.
Well, what if they don't change? If they don't change their hearts, does God still love them?
Well, then they get the judgment day. And I'm not going to say what happens on judgment day, but I don't want to be on their side on judgment day.
Well, fair enough. I just think that, you're looking at things from a biblical perspective, as many people
exactly.
do. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint that people are acting in what they perceive to be their own self-interest, whether we agree with it or not. They have their right in this country. I look at people like Tlaib, the congresswoman who refused to condemn Hamas's attacks. Now, I think there's something terribly wrong about that. But it's not on a biblical level. It's just if God tells us to love one another as we love ourselves.
Okay, but on a national level, Joe, how's our Pledge of Allegiance go? One nation, under God.
But that only since 19...
Indivisible only since, with liberty and justice for all.
Only since the 1950s. Before the 1950s, it just said one nation with liberty and justice for all.
Well,
that was
we
added.
Did the right thing there. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. We changed something in the right way. And that's a wonderful fact.
All right, well, you mentioned about, you know, the bad stuff about men being women. You know, there's a story out of Penn State over the weekend that they had a female who has become an activist complaining about transgender women competing in women's sports. I'm trying to think. I have her name here somewhere. Riley Gaines. She made waves among conservative press outlets after claiming in a social media post on Monday evening that Penn State canceled her speech tomorrow and implying that this was due to her controversial views. In 2022, Gaines competed in college swimming against transgender athlete Leah Thomas. Since then, Gaines has become prominent in conservative media for speaking against transgender women being allowed to compete in women's sports. Now, is this a judgment from God, or is this judge a man claiming to be a woman who wants to compete in sports and gain something in his own self-interest?
It's a lie. It's a lie. They're living a lie.
Yeah, but
they're only men and women. That's the way I look at it. You ask me, it's simple.
Okay.
It's living a lie. I'm not going to take that away from her.
But are you,
I love her.
Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable living in a country that allows this? Shouldn't we, if all the principles you're espousing are true, shouldn't we be stopping all this stuff?
It gives us something to do. It gives us Christians something to do.
Well, don't you have anything better to do?
No, that's the best thing you could do, is help another brother to Jesus.
All right, well, you know, but a lot of those people don't want to be led there.
Do we tolerate that,
or do we try and put a stop to it?
Well, if they start cutting babies' heads off and stuff, I say, if you pick those kind of leaders and you're going to go that way, we're going to make you a parking lot.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
You know, we'll give the good people, like they did in the cities, you know, give you a good pass. What did I write down here? We need a little... Sackcloth and ashes.
Okay.
Got to throw some sackcloth and ashes on us. Go through the city and give them a warning, and then God may smile on us again.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Al. Appreciate your comments.
Thanks for letting me talk so long.
Well, you called at the end of the program, and I told you if you called back earlier, I'd give you more time, and that's exactly what I did, buddy. Take care.
You're a man of your word.
I try to be.
For a long time.
Try to be.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
570-743-9565. Our producer will answer the phone, put you immediately on hold, and then I will pick up the phone and ask you who you are, and we'll go on from there. It's an open phones day. We do have this story from Penn State that I found very interesting. Riley Gaines was scheduled to speak there, and she says that Penn State canceled her performance, I guess because of pressure from the liberal elite on campus. But there's a story also from there. Two people were detained by police on Tuesday on the campus of Penn State University after appearing to cause a disturbance during Riley Gaines' appearance at the school. Now, she wasn't able to speak in one of the venues that originally had been requested, but she was there for what was called Real Women's Day Rally. After appearing to cause a disturbance during her appearance, according to video circulating on social media, videos posted to X, formerly Twitter, by the College Fix show two individuals approach a table on campus where Gaines was expected to attend for the Real Women's Day rally. One individual is seen knocking objects off the table. Another person is seen shouting in the face of someone, calling him transphobic in reference to a sign he's holding. That person then flips over the table. When an officer reaches the two, he appears to attempt to bring one into custody, who responds, "Don't blanking touch me like that. Will you blanking let go of me?" The person continues, while also calling the officer a son of a female dog. The other individual asks if the two are being detained, to which the officer replies they are. That's when the video cuts to two people in handcuffs next to a police vehicle. A bystander asks what they are being arrested for, and an officer says disorderly conduct for right now. So Penn State, instead of allowing them to have their venue, forces the thing outside and into a confrontation with other people. Not really smart, in my opinion. We'll have to take a quick break. We have a caller on the line. We'll get to that call in just a minute, and we invite your other calls this morning to 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All this month, the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Evangelical Community Hospital are painting the valley pink to promote breast cancer awareness. Who's at risk for breast cancer? All women. Studies show that about 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 13%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. The majority of women with breast cancer have no known family history of the disease. So talk to your doctor about a mammogram and be sure to do monthly self-exams. Protect yourself.
Thank you for the support of our fine sponsors who make this possible. Evangelical Community Hospital, Groninger Insurance, your local Erie insurance representative, Squeeze In, Mike Young's Paving, and Duncan, locally owned by the Groveberg Corporation.
Hello, this is Bob Crane, president of Milton Savings Bank. Milton Savings Bank has been serving the needs of the Central Susquehanna Valley for over 100 years. At Milton Savings Bank, making mortgage, home equity, and personal loans is what we do best. That's why I'm excited to announce the opening of our new loan office in Lewisburg. Our new office is located at 260 Wrights Boulevard, right across from the Union County Library. Give us a call at 570-524-0105 or 570-742-LOAN. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our hotline number is 570-743-9565. Our producer will answer the phone. You won't hear him. He will just put you on hold immediately, and we will pick up the phone and talk to you. We will have this all worked out by Monday, but right now we have this technical issue that we have to work around. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who is this?
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Oh, Dan. All right.
Dan, you know who it is, I think. Dan from New Berlin.
Right.
You know, the two previous callers were all right, what they said, but one thing we can't overlook is free will. God gave us the free will to choose our own destiny. And if you make the wrong choice, it's really sad for you.
All right. Well, that's not our topic. Our topic is Israel and the attack, and that was a response to an email that one of our emailers asked yesterday about why God would allow that to happen, and Joseph answered that question, and then Al amplified it. But the real basic issue is, you know, why are we having a war? Why was Israel attacked? And I ran an audio cut on that talked a little bit about why this attack is unprecedented, and it's not biblically oriented. It has to do with legitimate concerns, if you will, that the Palestinians have. They want their own homeland, just as the Israelis did. And they've been fighting over this land for centuries. But the fact that they're fighting is what's important, not why they're fighting, I guess, at the moment.
Well, you can't hardly answer, Joe. You can't answer that question. It won't make no sense if you don't go to Scripture. It's the oldest battle in the world. I explained it the other day about Isaac had two sons, Jacob
And Esau, started the Arab nation, and Jacob the Israel. And ever since that time, the Arabs and the Jews did not get along, and the Arab nation grew much larger than the Jewish nation. And the Arabs, and now they hate the Jews. They hate them. They want to destroy them off the face of the earth. Iran wanted to destroy the Jewish nation.
But how is the Bible let me ask you this question. Yes. How is the Bible going to solve this problem today? Not the fact that
the
people
Bible
are being killed. No, wait, let me finish. How is it going to solve the problem today? The people are being killed. The children are being decapitated. What practical application does it have today to this issue in this fight? Not 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, today.
Mankind makes the wrong choice is why it is the way it is today. The Arabs are brainwashed by Islam. Islam has them brainwashed, and they think it's their duty to kill every Jew, every Christian. They're brainwashed into it, and unfortunately, Joe, we have people here, Black Lives Matter, are protesting in favor of the Palestinians. Imagine that. That even in our beloved America, people are on the wrong side. If some of them, thank the Lord, not many, but they're on the wrong side. The answer is, Joe, mankind in himself is never going to answer this question. It's going to have to come, as I said before. It's going to end up that it's just going to keep getting worse, and then there's going to come a man of peace, the Antichrist, will presumably solve that problem for 3.5 years, and then it'll get so much worse that it'll end up in the battle or the war Armageddon.
You think Donald Trump was the Antichrist? He was trying to get peace going in the Middle East. Is he the Antichrist?
No, it's a duty. Yeah, we're going to work towards peace.
Why are we bothering with that? If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. You're saying everything's all mapped out.
It won't in the long run. Why did I vote for Trump? Because he made America better. And it's a great thing to work for peace. But in the long run, we have to be wise and know what's going to come in the future. But, yeah, we work towards it. Nobody wants to see slaughter like happened over there. It is terrible, terrible.
I agree.
What they did to them Jewish people, it's unbelievable. But this is the wickedness of mankind, the answer is, Joe, it's just we keep praying. Like I said, we're commanded in Scripture, keep praying for the peace at Jerusalem.
Okay.
And it will happen.
Well, we have another call coming in.
I don't think it's far away.
Well, I hope you're right, but I mean, the thing I look at, you on one hand, you say people have free will.
Right.
Free will indicates that you act in your own self-interest, because why else would you do it? How many people are so altruistic that everything they do is for somebody else? But, I mean, what we have here is we have people who have been fighting over the same strip of land for thousands of years. I agree with you. It didn't start yesterday. It's not going to end tomorrow. But, you know, you're saying everything is all preordained, so why are we even bothering? We should accept the fact they're cutting the heads off children and just say, oh, well, that's forecast in the Bible. There we go. And I don't think we should be doing that. I think we should be saying, holding people accountable for their actions.
I don't either. It's not the right thing, but it's what mankind becomes without worshiping his Creator. You know, this is what happens when you have false religion, false beliefs, you turn out to be that, you can turn out to be that evil. But as I said the other day, that land was given to Israel for everlasting, and they're not on near all of it right now. It was given to their father Abraham.
Dan, we got to move on. We have another call here. We've got to move.
God deeded it. Look in the book of Genesis 15, 8
through
18.
Dan, we got to go. Dan, we got to go. I'm sorry, Dan. We got to go. We have another caller pending, and we have 7 minutes there. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
Oh, it's Al from Northumberland. The only reason I called back is, well, there are two reasons, but the first reason was when he said about free will, that's the first thing I have on the top of the page, and it came through as I was writing all this, because they're choosing to do what they're doing. They're choosing to cut that baby's head off. And this is a holy war. I didn't hear that yet, but this is a holy war. And why? Read the Old Testament, you'll find out why. And then that leads right back to free will. Because God gave us free will, we will do this kind of stuff. We will do... and these people that put the... I mean, Rabbi Kahn, and he proves it up. We had on the Statue of Liberty a picture of a god, and it was
okay.
They don't even know why they put it up.
A call back, you get a minute, and yours has just expired.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You, Al. Bye. 570-743-9565. I guess maybe my argument here is, you know, this is fine to talk about what happened 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, Noah and the flood and all the other stuff that's in the Bible. If that's what you believe, you know, that's how you're going to act. But other people believe other things, and they act based on their beliefs, which they believe are just as right, just as honest as the beliefs you hold. And I think unless we find some way to live together, without saying, oh, well, this is prescribed, the end is going to be this, the end's going to be that. But in the meantime, I think we have a challenge to try and make life a little better here on Earth, try to understand one another. Although I think immediately when you deal with something like Hamas and these terrorists, you let them know they aren't going to get away with it. And I think that's something we do today on our own, regardless of what else may be coming down the road. We need to let these folks know that this kind of behavior isn't acceptable. I look at World War II when we appeased Hitler. Chamberlain went to Munich and, you know, came back to England waving the piece of paper saying peace in our time. What he got was a Holocaust that killed 6 million Jews and maybe 100 million people here on Earth. You know, that's not what we should be shooting for. We should be trying for something a little bit better going down the road. We have our hotlines open, 570-743-9565. Our producer will take your call, put you on hold, and I'll get to you just as fast as I can. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. the Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
If you're not using the Giant app, then you're grocery shopping in the past and missing out on all of Giant's awesome exclusive offers, tubular digital coupons, and righteous rewards. And the best part, it's all right on your phone, but not the kind with an antenna that you keep in a neon green fanny pack. So get with the times. Get the Giant app and get saving. It's pretty, well, rad. Giant, for today's table.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Our producer will take your call, put you on hold, and I'll get to you as fast as I can. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We've been talking about the Israeli war, if you will, with Hamas going on today. So far, all we have had is the biblical perspective on that war. There are other perspectives, too, you may want to share with us. But I think what's interesting is what's going on in Washington right now. We did send a plane load of ammunition over to the Israelis, or sophisticated weaponry, I think it said, that the first plane landed today with sophisticated weaponry for the Israelis. But any meaningful aid has to come with an expenditure of money, I would think. And for that to happen, it has to come from the House of Representatives. And why isn't that going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen because the House Republicans must make some decision, hopefully today, on who they will choose to be the Speaker of the House. All right, our next caller is online. Good morning. Who's up?
Yes, I called for 1 minute. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman.
Yes, okay. Rashida Tlaib.
She's proudly standing with the Palestinian flag, with the flag of LGBTQPS+. And then, of course, the American flag. And then a reporter from Fox followed up the hallway, asked her probably 4 or 5 times, what do you think about beheading babies? Is that wrong? And just kept repeating. She would not answer her. And I can't fathom that. How a congresswoman of the United States of America couldn't answer that question. I don't get that. That shows where her alliance is, because her silence spoke more than if she'd answered that question. She is with these terrorists. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I think that that's a terrible thing. If you can't condemn that kind of violence, you don't have any place in the United States House of Representatives.
Yeah, just to answer, just say, well, I think that's terrible, or that's not right, even, or whatever. You know, but not an answer.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, you know. Joseph, that's an extra minute. We have another call we have to get to. Good morning. Who's this? You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I'm back again. Well, okay. Israelis, they have a little sliver, a teeny little sliver of land. Iran, all them countries around them have oodles and oodles and oodles of land, and yet they want to get Israel off that little piece of land that they have. Does that make any sense at all? Why they need that yet?
Well, because they believe it's theirs. That would be the answer to that question.
And I was going to answer. It was given to them by God.
You made that point. We can't keep going plowing the same field over and over again.
but that's an important point.
Well, you've made it.
The battle's over.
You've made it several times. We understand. But what we're looking at now is I think what Joseph just said about Talita Rashib, the fact that they can't condemn this violence. That's a problem as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
All right. That's your extra minute. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We have a call coming in. As soon as we get that held up, we will take it. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
Yeah, Stan from Danville.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Rashida Tlaib is a disgraceful human being, if you even want to call her a human being, when she acts the way she does. But she's been her ancestry is Palestinian. I think her mom is from over there in that area. So that's where she's pro-Palestine, which, okay, that's fine. But when the people of Palestine or the people that purport to represent Palestine are doing atrocities and you can't condemn it, I think that says all you need to know about her.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's appears to be, but she's not the only one in Congress. That's the problem.
Well, there are a couple of other members of the squad who have similar views.
Yeah, I mean, the AOC, I guess she condemned it. You know, the attacks and stuff to a point, but that's yet to be determined whether it stays that way. But, you know, the protests in this country going on, you know, in support of Palestine, well, there is no Palestine, but if they're supporting it, they're supporting Hamas. And that's, you know, if you're going to support a terrorist organization, I think that would make you a number one candidate for domestic terrorism, wouldn't you?
I would say so.
Yeah, so or is the FBI and you know, the law enforcement looking into those people like they are the people that, you know, went down and had a riot on J6?
Or went to school board meetings.
Right. School board meetings or Catholic Church, you know, the Catholics, you know, the FBI deemed them to be a domestic terrorist. And now they're anybody that's Trump supporter, they're deemed to be a domestic terrorist. So, and the FBI has put out some sort of cable or, I don't know what you call it, notice that that's what they're going to be looking at before 2024.
Yeah, so, I agree. That's an issue. So what do we do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in this country, last time I checked, unless you did something illegal, you weren't, you know, considered a criminal. But in this day and age with the people in charge now there, just because you think a certain way makes you a criminal.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with that.
I agree. I have a problem with that as well.
And but there's certain people that don't seem to have a problem with that. So I'll just turn it back on them. Anybody that supports Hamas or the Palestinians, they're supporting terrorism, and they are considered, in my opinion, domestic terrorists.
I agree. Hey, thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call,
as always. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah. All right, we have one call on the line, one coming in. We have to take a quick break. We'll take that break, and we'll get to our two callers right after this.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Knoebels is fun in the summer, no doubt. But what about once the pumpkins come out? The park transforms into Hallow Fun with spooky thrills for everyone. A train ride story, singing pumpkins, and more. Plus, haunted antique cars for you to explore. Fall treats for the family. Live entertainment, too. All at Knoebels, waiting for you.
Hallow Fun weekends are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in October. Plan your trip at Knoebels.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooh, ma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Uma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at uma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left. We have two callers. We're going to get both of them on the air this morning. You're a first up. Good morning. Who's this? Who are you? Hello?
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Oh, good morning,
sir. I just want to say you're doing a fabulous job. And as frustrating as some days you might have, you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
That's all I got to say. Keep the faith and stay strong.
Right. And anything else on your mind this morning? Because you got another minute.
just Biden failure to admit Iran, you know, and what he should really do is just take out Iran's nuclear facility, because if Iran comes up with a nuclear power weapon, they would take Israel out in 2 seconds. I mean, that's a given. But I just wanted to tell you, stay strong and you're the man. Good program.
Appreciate your call, as always, Bill. Thanks so much. Goodbye. Okay, you're on the mark. Who's this?
This is Ruth from Mifflinburg. I just want to make two short comments.
Okay, go ahead,
Ruth. We were in Afghanistan, or Ukraine, Israel. Next, it'll be Iran, Taiwan, South Korea. We are going to be using up all our weapons to defending other countries, and all somebody needs to do is come in here with us, and there won't be nothing left. Then another thing is they have 40... babies that were beheaded in the war. Can you compare that to the abortions in this country here?
Well, you know, that's...
Those are the only
sad
comments.
Yeah, they're
those
both...
Are the only...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Those are the only two comments I want to make. And then I can hang up and you can comment.
Well,
on that. Okay,
I talk to you for a minute about it? I understand, yes, the comparison that you're drawing, you know, mm-hmm, but let's face it, one is an act of terror. The other is a medical procedure that is highly controversial. You know,
yeah, life is life, you know, you come right down to it. No matter what kind of life you take, it still is life.
Right. Agreed.
So, like I said, I know it's a terrible situation, but I mean, everybody's getting all excited about these 40 children, which is really terrible. It's a terrible thing, but then, like I said, they look upon one situation as one way, and then another situation is like, well, how many millions of children really have been aborted?
Yeah, there are quite a few, and there's no sign it's going to stop.
I mean, you know, people have to think about both sides. I mean, the war is terrible, but I think there's a strategy here to weaken our country militarily, because we're going to be running out of, it's just going to go from one conflict to another. Like I said, China's just waiting for us to go into Taiwan, and North Korea with South Korea. So it's like we're sending everything, and we're going to be running out of stuff here. We have all these illegal immigrants coming in. We could have a war right in our own country and nothing to defend us with.
Well, you make a great point, because we don't really know what's coming across our southern border right now. It could be,
yes,
people from Hamas willing to take out this country and start another 9/11 here.
That's right. But I'm saying, you know, like, we have to really, I believe in helping other nations, but, like, save a little bit something for us.
Well, they said we're running low on ammunition, so I would like to hope that we're making more as we speak.
Like I said, future... What are they going to do for future conflicts? Are we going to just ignore Taiwan and South Korea?
Right.
And it's really very, very hard for people that... Well, I have to go now. You're finished.
Yeah, call earlier and we'll talk some more. It's always fun talking to you. Take care. All right. Thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your calls. We'll be back tomorrow with more of On the Mark on WKOK, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Radio, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.